It's now time for The Sit Down with Don Tony.
The Sit Down, where Don Tony talks one-on-one with his followers.
What are you looking at?
About the world of pro wrestling, pop culture, and so much more.
The Sit Down with Don Tony.
And now, your host, Don Tony.
Well, hello, boys and girls. Don Tony here. Always remember, you are special. You're special to me. There's only one of you in this world. And sometimes this world could be awfully cold. Cold is good, especially when it's on a fucked up ankle. Check this out, everybody. Look, infrared. 33 degrees. Wait a minute. That's kind of like warm. Hold on. This was like 12 degrees before. Wow, this thing warmed up quick. I had this for 5 minutes. You know why I whistled Mr. Rogers before we went live? Because I wanted to show everyone, you know, like how cold this thing is. But I had this in the room 10 minutes ago and it was 12 degrees. And I'm like, oh my God. I wanted to show it to you, and I was going to put it on. I'm literally putting it on my ankle right now, and I'm like, wow, this looks like a bad episode of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. How you doing, everybody? Remember when he used to put on his shoes? You ever think those shoes smelled? The same fucking shoes for 38 years. Oh, that feels so good. Oh. Audio only is like, what is he doing? I just put on a cold pack. Oh, if it is cold, 32 degrees on the outside, maybe because the temperature, but on the inside, it's definitely much colder. Won't you be my neighbor, everybody? Won't you call into the show tonight? Yeah, I got to be totally honest with you. I kind of feel bad for the lady inside because literally 10 minutes ago, I got up, got the cold pack, got a paper and pen. She's like, what are you doing? I said, I got to do my show. She's like, tonight? And the way she said it, I know that she wanted a little bit of just us time. That doesn't mean deesh, deesh, deesh. That just means, you know, quiet time, watch a movie. So I said, don't worry, honey. I'm not going to do any long rants today. We'll take some calls. There's no reason why the shows have to be a certain length. I don't think the channel will turn into a pumpkin if we do a shorter show. So we're going to just get right into the meat of the show and get out of here. Don't forget, tomorrow night at 11:05, Mish and I will be here for Breakfast Soup Raw, the last Raw before Christmas. And it should be a fun week. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Now, Austin, yeah, no rants today, but I do want to open up with one thing. And I think it's very important because, once again, I think we've all come to the conclusion that social media is never going to change. And what's even worse about it is some of the people that we respect, they're always going to use this as a way to get attention on themselves. The Sammy Guevara situation with him and Pam, Sam and Pam no longer making Spam, you know, they broke up. And, you know, there was a lot of gossip that Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti is an item now. And if you remember yesterday's show, we talked about it and we said, look, this is what happens in relationships. You know, people get together, people break up, people get engaged, people break up. And sometimes you meet someone else. And I said yesterday, you know, before anybody tries to pin this on Ty Conti, like they did on Carmella towards Corey Graves or JoJo with Bray Wyatt, you don't know the truth. And lo and behold, you know, Ty Conti, she deactivated. Well, she took her Twitter offline. There is a big difference. Sammy Guevara posted a little update today that I think you all would want to see. And Sammy says, and I quote, "This shouldn't have to be said, but my relationship with Pam ending had nothing to do with anyone else. Pam and I broke up back in October, and just now felt it was time to make it publicly known. So please stop pointing fingers and looking for someone to blame. They broke up 2 to 3 months ago, 2 to 2.5 months ago. Whether Sammy was very close with Ty beforehand and they're an item now, you know, even if it had to do with the breakup, this is what happens with relationships. No one is the bad person. Why? Because Pam looked so cute with a sundress and looked so innocent. And she looked like, you know, the deer in headlights. Like, oh my God, how can anybody break up? My God, what did you want them to do? Feel the pressure that, oh my God, we got engaged on TV. We got to go through it. We've been together for so long. We got to work things out. We have to. Could you imagine? No. They're human beings just like anybody else. And even if Sammy Guevara and Ty Conti are an item right now, no one is the bad guy. No one is the good guy. This is breaking news. This is how relationships work. Again, take note of the loudest people online. Look at their profiles. Look at their relationship status. When they talk about Kevin Owens, look at their family status. Look at their relation status. And believe me, don't give me, well, you know, how do we know that this person doesn't have a husband or wife or kids and maybe just doesn't show it online? Believe me, you have social media and you post everything about your personal life, with the exception of letting people know your marital status or your kid status. That's not something you should be embarrassed about. Most of these people doing this, this is why they don't have relationships. This is why, you know, this narrative happens. And it's disgusting. And it's sad. And I don't want to say it sucks that you and I always have to be right. But it sucks to see how many people are wrong or how many people don't care if they're right or they're wrong, as long as they can get attention on themselves. Hey, everybody, look, if you truly care about Sammy, let's make him trend again. But this time we show him how much we love him. Fuck you. Shut the fuck up. Let them live their personal lives. These are people that want 1,000 likes in return. Well said. This. Oh, my God. Things change. Wasn't that a song? Things change, people change. What was that? Exposé. Remember that song? Oh, I hated that song when it came out. I hated that song. Oh, God. I'm thinking of my hip-hop days. Whew. So I just wanted to post that because, again, you know, it's just ridiculous to see what's... It's almost laughable at this point. It's almost laughable. I think people realize how pathetic it is. So, anyway... Oh, I get to celebrate because it's the holiday week. Even though I'm on keto, no Zevia Soda tonight. Tonight we have Diet Coke. Wow. I haven't had a Diet Coke in probably, I don't know, 6 weeks. Oh. I have decided after getting the angiogram this week and not getting perfect news, you know, if I'm going to trim my diet even further. Yeah, I can have myself a Diet Coke once in a while. Fuck you, keto gods. Oh, that thing feels so good on my ankle right now. How's everybody doing tonight? How's your weekend so far? You know, we're less than a week from Christmas. You know, I posted a little video earlier about something I'm doing with the Jimmy Rave GoFundMe, a little incentive in case anybody wants to donate. Go to my Twitter and you'll see what I'm talking about. But, you know, we put up a tiny little tabletop tree to try to get into the Christmas spirit. Not in it. I'm really not in it. I mean, you know, I think a lot of you go through this as well. You know, for some of you out there that still are lucky to have your parents on this earth, you know, if your parents are getting older in age or they may have some health issues, you know, I guarantee at some point it has to creep in that could this be the last Christmas that you spend with them? And, you know, I have not kept secret about my parents' health. My fiance's mother is 80 years old. So, you know, 80. And she's in pretty decent health, but tomorrow is never freaking guaranteed. And that's the only thing that keeps on my mind. And I try to block it out like, oh, this time next year, this will be my last, you know, Christmas as a single person. But still in the back of my mind, I just keep thinking to myself, is this the last Christmas that I'm going to spend with my family as is? And it's sad. It's sad. Now, hope to God that's not the case. But I thought about it last year. I thought about it the year before. And it really bums me out around the holidays. I think that's why, you know, I keep myself as busy as possible just to keep your mind off of that stuff. Now, as far as a show Christmas night, it's still up in the air because one thing I know for sure is I am spending Christmas Day with my family. I'm pretty certain that there will not be a show Christmas night. There will definitely be one next Sunday, the 26th. In fact, I think next Sunday we will do a double show. We'll do the Don Tony show and the sit down at the same time. So we'll do the Don Tony show with call-ins. And I think it works out great because remember, Rampage next Saturday, it's airing next Saturday, Christmas night, and Rampage airs at 9 o'clock. So even if we did the show on regular schedule at 8, by 9 o'clock, there's going to be a lot of you out there wanting to watch Rampage. And Rampage being on an hour earlier and advertising some decent matches that I think people would tune in to watch. So I think it kind of works out that next week, Christmas Day, we'll take off, and then Sunday we'll go full-blown. So I think that's the way this is starting to pan out. Arian, no, next Saturday, I know they're having Cody versus Sammy Guevara. I know that they're doing Hook against Bear Bronson. I hope it comes off good on TV. I mean, you know the outcome of it. I mean, there's no way you have Hook's debut and then do 50-50 booking. I just don't know if I would have chose Bear Bronson as the choice. This guy is like 350 pounds. I mean, what is this supposed to do? Because remember, Hook does a lot of arsenal like his father, Taz. And, you know, watching Hook, you know, start suplexing Bear Bronson like he's a cruiserweight, you know, I just hope it doesn't backfire. I'm pretty confident that they'll do a good job. I just, man, I don't know if that would have been my choice of a wrestler, you know, to go up against Hook. So, but you know what's going to happen. You know what's going to happen, the outcome of that match. And I know that there's a couple other matches announced as well, but next week's Rampage looks like a decent Rampage. You know, and remember, it starts at 9 o'clock, not 10 o'clock. So, you know, the hour earlier, I think more people will tune in. And remember, in 2 weeks, Dynamite is on TBS. It's going to be really interesting to see what the ratings look like moving to TBS. And look, man, I'm not one of those that still believe in the, I had no idea that it moved to TBS. I turned into TNT, and I sound like a goof. I turned into TNT on Wednesday night. I didn't see Dynamite. So instead of me going on Google to see what the hell happened, I turned my TV off and went to bed. I took a double bath. What are these people, stupid? You're not going to get anybody like that. It's going to be really interesting. I don't know where that came from, by the way. But seriously, what goof? I could see in 1997 or 1991. Well, yeah. No, 2021, you turn it to, what's going on? There's no excuse. Oh, now the West Coast. Oh, the West Coast will be on at 8 o'clock. Oh, the West Coast. Fuck you with the West Coast. Been watching TV and ratings and doing the ratings for 25 years. I don't ever recall ever one time zap to it, TV by the numbers, Nielsen, Meltzer, anyone else. Nitro did a 3.8. Raw did a 3.6. But in California, Raw outdrew. Because 3 hours. Oh, God. Seriously, stop stretching, man. God, nobody's going to blow half the people doing this crap. Oh, shit. Oh, yeah, Mike from New York. Yeah, you are right. Roar is probably expecting a horrendous number tomorrow because some football games, I don't know where that came from. Some football games that were postponed today are happening tomorrow. So they're going to go up against Raw. So we will see. But serious, man, you know, I don't buy that crap. And I truly believe, you know, the advertisers don't buy it. The networks don't buy it. Don't you think if anybody should have had a problem with Fox News' article, as we talked about yesterday, don't you think that maybe somebody from TNT? Turner, TNT, rival to Fox News. TNT should be the one. Hey, Fox News, we outdrew your fucking network. Our network drew out your network. What do you have to say about that? Tony Khan comes off like a goof yesterday or the day before. Like a goof. Seriously. Hopefully that writer was not intimidated by that article. And I don't think he should have because nobody tried to dox him. Did you notice online the last couple of days? Like nobody said, that's him after him because they know the truth. They know the truth. They just, you know, gush over anything Khan does. And sooner or later, it's going to backfire. I think if people were brutally honest, you know, when it's deserved, you know, things would be handled a lot different. Do you remember about two or three weeks ago on my title for Wednesday Night Dynamite, or it might have been Q&A the next day, because yeah, I think it was Q&A because we had to get the Dynamite ratings. Remember I said that Dynamite scored its lowest rating since May? And I remember when I told you that not one news outlet, not one podcast other than AEW haters are going to bring that up? Nobody reported that. Their lowest rating on a Wednesday night since May, before Ruby, before Punk, before Daniel Bryan, Adam Cole. And goes on, Tony Nese, Bobby Fish. Nobody covered it. Now, which would have sounded more damaging? That article yesterday or saying that it scored the lowest Wednesday night since May? But nobody brought it up. Fox News had the kahunas to bring it up about the last month of December and Tony Khan had a meltdown. Some people, I'm telling you, these people that are having pillows underneath AEW and Tony Khan, they're going to be the death. Or I don't want to say the death or demise, because that's extreme, because Tony Khan is doing a decent job, not a perfect job, but decent job, and a lot of wrestlers there, they have a bright future, so they're not going to get shut down because of these goofs. But a lot of these goofs are not helping. And I got news for you. I think Tony Khan is smart enough to realize that as well. But I think Tony Khan looks at social media and says, why rock the boat? Why rock the boat? I don't know. You think I'm wrong? So, anyway, I want to shout out our family on YouTube. But I also want to shout out everybody who is tuning in tonight from Twitter and Facebook and the occasional Twitch. I mean, I understand on Twitch, I have to show cleavage and maybe be in an inflatable bubble bath with rubber ducks and draw your names on it and, you know, just podcast in very sexual positions and tease like I'm naked and stuff like that. You know, I get it. You know, what I do is not designed for Twitch. But I got the channel hooked up. It doesn't cost me nothing. So I hit the play. If 5 people tune in over there, hey, that's 5 of you that I didn't have before. So don't forget, am I wrong? People know the deal. You know the deal. Oh, look, everybody. I'm going to show nipple. Oh, my God. You're going to go blind. I got to get a remote control for my camera. For my Sony A6D, I got to get a remote control. So I hit the remote and it goes, zooms right in. Right in. Hey, I'm the boss, Kavish. So even though we have a lot of people tuning in on other platforms, you are all welcome to call in tonight. Last week we had an excellent, excellent call-in segment. Everybody was very quick with their questions. We kept the topics flowing, and I hope that carries over with tonight. I mean, I know a lot of you out there want to make statements and shine in what you're saying, but we got to keep it condensed. You know, put 2 pounds of bologna in a 1 pound bag, because there are a lot of other people that do try to call in. Now, it's not even 8:30, and I'm going to open the phone lines, and I figure we'll keep them open for like 30, 45 minutes. Let's see what happens if we do like an hour show, a little more than an hour. I mean, of course, if the calls keep flowing in, maybe we'll go a little longer. But I definitely would like to end this a little early than usual tonight. Just be compact, have some great discussions, because tomorrow I'll be back. Patreon for Tuesday, Wednesday Night Dynamite on Wednesday, Q&A on Thursday, and Thursday, I think I am going to show some of the grown-up Don Tony that a lot of you have been wanting to see. I know this sounds ridiculous for people that don't tune in on Thursdays, but Thursdays, we do segments that a lot of stuff involving yours truly from back in the day. And I have a montage of video, mostly me camping and fishing, but there is some hilarious and some of the infamous hazing stories I told you about. I have a video and it runs about an hour, maybe a little bit longer. I mean, I might, if I have time, maybe Tuesday or Wednesday, try to edit it down and make it into like a much shorter show. But I think I'll air part of it on Thursday just to get a laugh of, you know, because be honest as well. I mean, I don't know how old a lot of you are tuning in, but a lot of the footage you're going to see is over 25 years old. It goes back as early as I think 1992 or 1993. So you're talking close to 30 years ago. A lot of you out there, even if you're 30 now, you know, 30 years ago, you were in a test tube. You know what I'm saying? Like you were just born. So you didn't even realize what's going on until you were maybe like 8 or 10. So you'll see basically what we used to do pre-internet days. I think you'll have some fun. See, Le Dude is 24. So Le Dude wasn't even alive at that time. So a lot of you out there are only used to the internet world. You know, and internet has replaced a lot of what we do. So I have some pretty fun stuff, and I'm sure people will laugh at the way I dress, the way I look. There's a tape of me from 1990, that I've been begging my childhood friend Joey to send to me. And every time I see him, I forgot the tape at home. I'm like, Joey, if you don't have it, just tell me. No, I have it. I'm like, Joey, I'll pay you money. Please. It is such an epic tape. It is epic because it's from 1990. You'll see me with the mullet, wearing FUBAS pants, what Sandman used to wear. I mean, the Miami Vice stuff was still sort of in. So if I ever get my hands on that video, I promise you there will be nothing that I could put on that will ever top it. Even the wrestling stuff, it'll never top it. I mean, there's even a scene where me and my friends are outside of a bar. This is no joke. We were outside of a bar on Woodhaven Boulevard. And some of my childhood friends do tune into these shows, so I will not mention the guy's name. But we were in front of a bar on Woodhaven Boulevard, and we were like trying to figure out what we were going to videotape. We were going to scheme something. And one of my friends is looking inside the bar, and he's like, holy shit, is that blah, blah, blah's mother? One of our friends that wasn't hanging out with us that night was in the bar cheating on his father, having drinks with somebody else. And we filmed it. I don't know if he's ever seen it to this day. They are now divorced. But you also see that we staged a fight in Dunkin' Donuts. We went to Dunkin' Donuts. We went behind the counter. And then we staged that we were having a fist fight. And all we were doing was fake wrestling. And the people that owned the Dunkin' Donuts, get out of here. Everybody get out of here. And they just ran in the back. And we just started eating munchkins. My friend is juggling with donuts and stuff like that. And we ate and we left. We would just play wrestling. It's just some wild stuff, man. Can't show the cat footage. I didn't do nothing. I promise you I didn't do nothing. It was 4th of July, and they tied bottle rockets to all 4 feet of a cat. They did not light it. They were trying to torment my friend who loved his cat. Do not bring Fluffy out on the 4th of July. I'm telling you, Joe, don't bring Fluffy out. So one of my friends was like, okay. When my friend was barbecuing hot dogs, he tied 4 bottle rockets to the cat's legs. And he's like, Joe, like, you remember, Freddy Krueger, when he would tease, like, and he's got the weapon, but he didn't light it. We're not abusers. I freaking love animals. No, we didn't have any crimes, Krashem. Crazy Shem. Oh, I don't commit crimes. I'm not that vicious. Twix, I won't even repeat that. That's disgusting. But, I got some wild videos. And look, man, I've said this so many times in 25 years with all of you. You know, one of my best traits is I am always honest with you. And I always feel I got to prove to you that I'm being honest. That is also one of my worst traits. Because, you know, I always feel whenever I tell you a story, oh, sure, DT. Yeah, we believe you. That's why now, and this is the thing I love about video more than anything. Now I finally get to prove a lot of stories. And people are realizing, holy shit, everything that he said and bored us with for 25 years is fucking true. Everything is true. So before we take calls, in less than 5 minutes, let me answer some quick questions in the chat room. If you have any rapid fire or anything you want me to answer quickly. Now, again, for those that are on Twitter, Facebook, Twitch, if you have a question, I don't have the chat set up tonight to be able to pull in your questions if you post them there. So if you can hop on YouTube and you want to post a question in the chat room, by all means, you don't have to super chat. Post. All right. Benjamin, you'd be surprised how many people think I make up stuff. Mike from New York, I absolutely love Dunkin' Donuts over Starbucks. Philip Promoter, yes, I did get side effects from the booster shot. I don't know if you ever saw the video. You know what? Hang on to that thought. I may have a little video clip for you in a minute. Lincoln, should the bombing of Hiroshima be considered a war crime? Yes, I think so. You know, I don't like war. I like peace. I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. What am I saying? My health is okay, Nir. I have non-obstructive heart disease. It just means that I got to be better on my diet and exercise a little more. It doesn't mean anything more than that. A lot of us, as we get older, we have some form of heart disease. I don't have anything obstructive. That's the most important thing, which means I don't need any stents. By the way, shout out to Monty and the Pharaoh. Great freaking podcast on Long Island. I guess I was a little misunderstood to them for a little while. I had no idea that he had a freaking heart attack last year and had to get 2 stents. I hope I didn't reveal something I wasn't supposed to. But something tells me you probably, people knew on the show, but they looked fabulous. I had no idea that, you know, anybody was in bad health. But thank God, no issues with that. But when I get the official report, I will put a screenshot just blocking out my personal information. You could see for yourself. So, Le Dude, is a hot dog a sandwich? You know what? I say yes. You know why? I'll tell you why I believe hot dog is a sandwich. And cerebral, I'm not a real big fan of soccer unless Italy's in the finals. Near, I take the Undertaker over Sting, honestly. You know, don't get me wrong, I love Sting as well, but Undertaker was so one of a kind. All right, I'm going to explain why I believe a hot dog is a sandwich. When you have a hot dog, you either put it in a hot dog bun or you put it on a slice of bread, right? I don't think anybody's arguing with that. I take a flat slice of bread, a square slice of bread, I put a hot dog on it, put mustard or ketchup or both, relish, onions, whatever you put on it. Now, if I take that same piece of bread and put ham and cheese on top of it and fold it, what would you say? That's a half a sandwich. One slice of bread folded in half is a half a sandwich. All I did was replace the hot dog with ham and cheese. If it's on that piece of bread and I'm eating it, why is the ham and cheese a sandwich and the hot dog not? So for me, a hot dog is a sandwich. Steven, what do I think of the Ty Conti situation? Welcome to yesterday and earlier today. And I'm not trying to be sarcastic. I've already talked in detail about this. The Cliff Notes version, Sammy and Pam, they break up. That's life. That's what happens in relationships. Yesterday I said we should not jump the gun and think that Ty Conti is a homewrecker. And even if Sammy Guevara started having feelings for Ty and vice versa, and they broke up with their current, you know, partners and then became a couple, that's what happens. That's what happens in relationships. I have no issues with her whatsoever. None. 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 Zero. What was I going to talk about? What were we going to talk about? Shit, there was something else before the video with the COVID stuff. I'm going back backwards. Yeah, so we talked about The Irishman was such a desperate attempt to remake Goodfellas with a different plot, and it failed miserably. That was way overrated. Arian is asking, why do Italians get mad when pasta noodles are cut in half before boiling it? I don't know. I break mine in half. Spaghetti, even when I make my fake pasta, I break it in half. I don't know why. I'll tell you the reason why, I think. Because what do Italians notorious do when they eat their pasta? They take their fork and they roll it. They roll it in the dish. And then they have this big lump of pasta in the fork. Do that with half the size. And what happens when you fold it once and you pick it up? It's like a bad cartoon. You fold it once. Oh, fuck, it fell. You roll it up again. Fuck, it fell. So you have a big, long noodle. You could roll that shit up and have a big chunk of noodles. That's why I think Italians get pissed off at that. Me, I break that shit in half. You know? I don't roll it up. I just grab the fork and I down it. Did I watch Jake Paul versus Woodley? Yes, I did. I saw the punch. And this is pretty cool, though. We never really do this kind of format for a little while. I actually think this is pretty awesome. I'm starting to turn a page about Jake Paul. I mean, I know the family is not beloved, but you could see that the guy is putting in the time. The guy is taking this shit seriously. You know, he might not have the greatest personality, but I'm starting to actually admire the guy a little bit. I know that's going to piss off a lot of people, but I honestly, and I know some people think that the punch was staged and all that. I don't think so, but Jake Paul, you could see, is actually putting in the time. So I really, you know, I didn't think it was bad. I think the guy actually, I think he's putting in the time. Now, whether anything of it is, you know, staged, I don't know. But you could tell that the guy is taking the shit seriously. I can't criticize him. So, I love that Buck Showalter is now the manager of the Mets. This is something I've been saying for a while. You know, the guy is great. I think he'll do a decent job. I really do. I think he will do a great job with the Mets. Mets need attitude. Kavan is, thank you for the $2 super chat, my friend. Better wrestler, Chris Benoit or Brian Danielson? Wow. Look, you know how I feel. Chris Benoit should never be a Hall of Famer. Commit double murder, suicide, just a double murder. You know, you don't get in the Hall of Fame. Sorry, disqualified. If I look straight up wrestling ability, you know, I'm going to take a little bit of a cop-out on this one. I'll answer it like this. Two different eras. You look at vintage Dynamite Kid, who inspired Chris Benoit. Dynamite Kid was doing stuff in the late 70s, early 80s that was so far ahead of his time. But his arsenal was much smaller compared to a Brian Danielson. Back in, and this, I'll get to Benoit with this. Back in the early 80s with the Dynamite Kid, even when he went to WWF, he did a lot of his moves that made him famous. But there'd be a lot of headlocks. There'd be a lot of rest holds. There'd be a lot of, for today's standards, a lot of eh. And Benoit was like right in the middle of that period of the Dynamite Kid to Brian Danielson. In the middle is Chris Benoit. Dynamite Kid, early mid-80s. Brian Danielson, you know, early to mid, what, 2010s to now, 2005s to now? So if you go from 85 to 05, who's in the mid-90s? Chris Benoit. Chris Benoit was right at the beginning where a lot of those rest holds were considered boring in today's standards. So Brian Danielson has a bigger arsenal than Chris Benoit. And only because of that, I will take Brian Danielson over Chris Benoit. Honestly. Hopefully, you know, it's an acceptable opinion. Let's see. I'm checking back at the questions. My favorite movie of all time, Goodfellas. Can you tell? Eh? My whole Don Tony character, yes, it's based on John Gotti, who, you know, I know when I say privilege, people get angry at that. I had the opportunity to meet him a few times, go to his club one time, had members of his family at my wedding in 99. So, you know, I always loved Goodfellas. I always loved that Italian mafia stuff. My father's been around it, you know, his adult life, but he has always resisted and never gave in. My father never did anything shady under the table. And I know that sounds kind of like hard to believe, but it's true. My father, to keep people off his back, would do caterings and not take money. It's all right. Don't worry about it. You know, it's on us. And that was his way of saying, just don't ask me to do something that I don't want to do. My father had too much pride. My father came from nothing. My father couldn't even read up until maybe 10 years ago. You know, he still can't read all the great, what's this word? And, you know, he's one of those that had to get his hands dirty and did too much pride to take shortcuts. So, and that definitely rubbed off on me. Definitely rubbed off on me. Now, that's kind of hilarious to say that all I do is sit on my ass and do technical stuff. But, you know, I always feel, you know, you want to earn, you put in the work. You don't sit back and have to depend on everybody else. Oh, where's Mike? I can't do it. What came first, the chicken or the egg? I don't know, man. I tell you, I've always heard that phrase over the years and never really, maybe one time when I was drunk or maybe in a very few times that I was high over the years smoking weed because I can't smoke weed. You know, I'm sure somebody said, yo, what came first, the chicken or the egg? Dude, I don't know. You know, how could, if the egg came first, where did the egg come from? It came from the dirt? It just fell out through the sky like Mr. Bean on the street. You know, where did the egg come from? Then you have the chicken. Where did the chicken come from? He just one day just showed up like the little blonde fuck on Family Ties. You know, where did the chicken come from? I think the chicken is from something else that turned into a chicken. I can't believe we're talking about chicken and eggs. Let's see. What do I think of MLW and doing a Lucha Underground style show soon? Hey, man, they're trying to build on their identity. And if that's what they want to offer, just they have to keep in mind that is a niche audience that is not going to be revolutionary of tomorrow. If that was the case, Wrestling Society X would have been a hell of a lot bigger than what it was. Wrestling Society X was based on a vision that XPW had, but obviously, you know, the wrestling promoters and a lot of people online refused to let XPW develop to the next level because of the adult film background behind the owner at the time. Believe me, I was there, witnessed it with my own eyes. I could write a book just based on what I saw. So to do it for one show, and the problem with it, I give Impact Wrestling for doing that throwback show over the weekend. I wouldn't have paid anything for it. They should have done that on Halloween. Impact, do that throwback on Halloween next time around. Worst smelling fart that I ever had. Oh, boy. I can't remember a time ever where I said, oh, that's the worst ever. I mean, if I eat a lot of eggs, you know, when I was working out in the early 90s, anybody remember Cybergenics? Wow, as you're doing that. Oh, you couldn't hear that. No, I'm only kidding. Back in the early 90s when Cybergenics came out, I had my phase where I thought I was Rocky Balboa. Apollo. Rocky Balboa. I took raw eggs and put it in a thing and tried to drink it just like Rocky One, and I almost threw up my brains out. But I know when I eat a lot of eggs, I get gas, but I don't rate my farts on a meter. Like, oh, that was a 7, you know? Sometimes, here's a little for my video family out there. Sometimes if you see me doing a show with Mish and you see my arm like reach over here, and you don't hear, because I do mute myself when I cough sometimes, or if I sneeze, or even if I drink, you know, I don't want to slurp on the air, but sometimes you see my arm go like this, and you don't see any reaction, but like this, I'm probably letting one loose, but it's muted, so you don't know. So the next time you see me go like this, like if I'm going for the microphone, because my mixer is here. Now, if I'm going for the mixer, my body should be going in the same direction as the mixer. When you see me go the opposite direction like this, that means I'm lifting the left crack of my ass up from the chair so it doesn't get embedded inside the chair, so I go like this. And if you see me do something like this with the little smirk, then you know if you had to rate it, it probably is like a 7 or an 8 out of 10. It's the truth. It's the truth. Are we going to just do this tonight? If that's what you want to do, I'm fine. I mean, if anybody wants to call in and is really bitching right now, let me know in the chat. Nobody will gang up on you. But if we do this for the rest of the show, just for a change, I'm fine with it. Cybergenics was good. I'm not kidding. You know me. I still got gum from the 90s. I still got the Vanilla Ice stuff somewhere. We still have constipated Sting gum that we got to open. We still got things laying around. We had the Goldberg cereal. I will never, for the life of all the toys, I will never ever understand this one. Seriously, if I ever meet Sting, I got to say, Sting, what the fuck were you thinking when WCW said, look, this is what we want to come out with? What the fuck is that? Seriously. I mean, they came out with this. Sting, what the fuck were you thinking when they said this to you? Sting, look at his eyes. His eyes looks like he was put in a microwave. He looks like he saw me naked. Like I came out of the shower. Put on a towel, motherfucker. He does look like Sting on coke. He does. No, but the pupils would be dilated. So it would be the opposite. You'd see like giant, like silver dollars for blacks, black eyes. Somebody just asked, did I throw the Goldberg's box out yet? No, but I am. It's all dingy. It's all dingy. I mean, I was going to put it in the background. I mean, honestly, if the date, I don't know if you could see this. I don't know if you could see this. Could you see that? If the date was March 20th, let me see. Hold on. There we go. See the date? If it would have been March 26, 2001, then I would have kept the box because that's the day that WCW went out of business. But the fact that it's the day before, you know, honestly, I don't think it's really worth anything. I'll tell you the truth. I was thinking about going on eBay, and anybody who was selling the Goldberg cereal, I was going to just send DMs to all of them. Like, what's the expiration date on the box? Because I want that to have an expiration date of March 26, 01. That's March 25th, 01. Could you imagine somebody who bought the cereal that day? Could you imagine the day before? Like, March 26, 2001, WCW went out of business. My birthday was the next day. But could you imagine waking up March 26, 2001, Mommy, I want Goldberg cereal for breakfast. And you look at the box, Mommy, the cereal expired yesterday. And then later that night, WCW goes out of business. I can't get a fucking break. Nier is asking, what do I think of Big E's title run reign so far? The best it could be under the circumstances. I mean, you have Bobby Lashley, Drew McIntyre, Roman Reigns a little bit, Kevin Owens, Bobby Lashley again, Seth Rollins, all, you know, him going up against. Yes, he lost to Roman Reigns, but they're doing the best they can. I mean, there's no magic feud out there where he is just going to tear the house down. So they're doing the best they can. I think Big E is doing a decent job under the circumstances. They changed his style with his promos a little bit. And I think for a while it felt extremely choreographed and forced. Now it seems like they have dialed that back a little bit. And I think he's doing okay. But, you know, it reminds me of Drew McIntyre's run a little bit. Drew McIntyre did an excellent job being heavyweight champion. But for people out there to think that he was going to have the Kenny Omega run, you know, it's you got to look at how WWE is structured. You know, he's not going to get, you know, the Roman Reigns treatment. Almost no one there is going to get that. So under the circumstances, I think Big E is doing a decent job. But there's no magic bullet out there that it's going to be like, oh, Big E, one of the top five in the last 15 years as heavyweight champions or the last 10 years. There's nobody out there and there's no situation that seemed to where the stars are going to align like that. One Fall is asking me, if I was still working in the wrestling industry and had the chance, would I like to manage Tony D'Angelo or Killer Kross? Now, even though Killer Kross is a friend of the family, Killer Kross would even say, the fuck am I going to do with this 50-year-old Italian guy? You think Killer Kross is going to be like, look, before I kill you, you have a last meal. You know, have a plate of pasta, and then I'm going to kill you. No, I would do Tony D'Angelo in a second. Because the thing about yours truly, even doing the Don Tony stuff 15 years ago with the indie wrestling stuff, you know, it's an exaggerated extension from where I came from, my family. I work in Howard Beach. I live in Howard Beach. I live five blocks from John Gotti. My father owns the deli where those pieces of shit that chased those, I have to say it like this so people know the story, the white Italian guys that chased the black kids, and one of them got run over on a highway. That infamous situation in like 85, 86. And there was crazy protests in my neighborhood. And I always told this story. One of them came in. I worked in the deli at that time. I don't remember. He died recently. Does anybody remember which one of the Howard Beach guys that died recently? I can't remember his name. That asshole walked in about 2 or 3 weeks. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks. It wasn't too long after the incident. I know he was out, I think on bail or something. And he walked in and he wanted a hero and he thought he was getting it for free. He thought he was a freaking celebrity in our neighborhood. My father said, "You going to pay for that? You're really asking me to pay for that?" And my father's like, "No, I'm not asking you to pay for that." My father opened up the sandwich, took a bite, and walked away with it the fuck out of the store. So I've been around it. At 15 years old, I'm at 101st Avenue in Ozone Park, which I know a lot of you are like, "Oh, God, not this again." And I worked for a short period of time with John Gotti's nephew for Trun's Meat Market. We had an Italian boss. You know what my nickname was? Oh, my God, I'd love to give a shirt out right now if anybody knew. A shirt and the CM Punk card, if anybody remembers the nickname that my boss from the meat market used to call me. I'll give you a hint. The word head was in it, was in the name. Nobody will remember. Nobody remember. No. Nobody's going to remember. Butthead. No. He called me Peckerhead. He's like, "Hey, Peckerhead, go take care of that lady. Hey, Peckerhead, go on the counter. Peckerhead, did you clean the machine yet? Hey, Peckerhead." And my friend Kerry, who had like, he was like Irish and German or whatever, and he had these giant freckles, he used to always laugh when this guy used to call me like Peckerhead. But his nephew worked in that same meat market, and one time he's like, "Hey, you want to go to the bazaar?" And I'm like, "Yeah," I asked my mom. And I'm telling you, it was just like the scene in Goodfellas. This was 1985, I believe. After we were working that day, we went on John Gotti's nephew's Camaro. We went to 101st Avenue, and we're walking down 101st Avenue. It was the 4th of July, you know, bazaar that they did. And he's like, "Come here, I want you all to meet someone." So me, my friend Kerry, and his nephew, we go up to the coffee club, the fish club or whatever it is. And he's like, "Hey, I want you to meet someone." And he introduces me to his brother. He introduces his. I don't remember John Gotti being here that time. But he's like, "You know, sit down. Have something to drink. Come on. For one night, you're an honorary member." So we sat there. And everybody that was walking by, we thought we were tough shit. We were sitting at a table outside having coffee, I don't think I was drinking alcohol. I was too young. And we watched people walking by, and all the girls that were walking by are like, and I said to myself, "Well, Kerry looks ugly with his freckles and everything, but, you know, I didn't think I was that bad. You've seen pictures of me around 85, 86. I don't think I was that bad." But people give us dirty looks. I didn't know anything about the guy at the time. So anyway, I go home that night, and this is where it's like the Goodfellas movie. I walk home. Well, you know, we get the ride to the park, and then I walk home. And I go in the house, and my mom's like, "You know, did you have a good time?" I said, "Yeah." I said, "We had a great time." I said, "We met Peter Gotti and some others." And she's like, "Who?" And then my father heard it. My father's like, "Who did you meet?" I said, "Well, you know, I work with, you know, his nephew. And, you know, they brought us to this club on 101st Avenue. We sat down, and we had coffee and this and that." And he's like, "Gotti?" I said, "Yeah, my father wanted to whip me with the strap." You know, remember the scene in Goodfellas? "You look like a gangster." I felt like one. I felt great for one day. And my father wanted to beat the crap out of me. So with the Tony D'Angelo stuff, I don't need to fake it. I don't need to. I mean, obviously, I exaggerate, you know, but the whole character that I decided to do. And remember this, whenever you saw me doing the Don Tony stuff, wearing the John Gotti shirt, I had to get permission from the family to do that because I was friends with some members of the family. Some of them went to my wedding. And it would be beyond disrespectful, even though he had passed away already, it would be disrespectful for me to wear it to make fun of the guy. So I had to get his blessing. And speaking of blessing, you want to hear a fun story. Some of you may know this already, but if you think that I'm lying, you'll go on a Google search and you will find it. And you will see, I don't remember what his name is now as a wrestler, if he's still wrestling. If you ask him, he will tell you what I'm saying right now is 1,000% true. Maybe someone in the chat remembers his other wrestling name. Back in the middle 2000s, when I was doing some work with Frank Goodman in USA Pro Wrestling, we had a wrestler there. And the Masked Maniac wanted to do an Indian gimmick with him. He's not Indian. It's like the reverse of Muhammad Hassan. You know, he wasn't Italian either, but I think he was Spanish. They wanted to do an Indian gimmick. Now, this is right around Muhammad Hassan at that time as well. So I don't want anybody to feel like, oh, that's disgusting, this and that. It's right around that time period. That's why they did it. So I wanted the name to be Abul Sheta. If anybody has tuned in to the vintage Minority Report episodes that I have uploaded in the last couple of weeks, you will hear me say, I am Don Tony, a.k.a. Abul Sheta. That was the name that I wanted for this wrestler. Abul, A-B-U-L, and then Sheta, S-H-E-T-T-A-H. Arian, I'm telling you the story. I wanted it to be a bullshitter, that he was fake. It's not racist. It was the opposite. He was being fake, a bullshitter. Mass Maniac says, no, I don't like that at all. So I said, okay, so I'll be a bullshitter. If I'm calling myself a bullshitter and I'm trying to make it sound like a name, how is that racist? Seriously. If I say that I'm some dumb fuck, oh, that's racist for Japanese. Why? Because some dumb fuck sounds like a Japanese name. You could go down the line with Mike Hunt. Hey, everybody, my name is Mike Hunt. What about the other name I wanted to use? When I was training to do indie wrestling, you know what my original name was going to be? This is before I ever thought about doing an Italian thing. My name was going to be Victor Odin. You could call me Vic for short. Vic Odin. Spell that all as one word. Now tell me, what nationality is that racist about? Vic Odin, when you spell it, is Vicodin. So I would play on words. So I said, okay, Abul sounds like an Indian name. How's about Abul Sheta? He's like, nah, I don't like that. So you know what name he came up with? Mass Maniac came up with Gandhi Ria Akbar. Do a Google search. G-H-A-N-D-I. Middle name Ria, R-H-E-A. Like Rhea Ripley. Not kidding. Look it up. Akbar. A-K- B-A-R. Gandhi Ria Akbar. Say that fast. Gonorrhea Akbar. Gandhi Ria Akbar. He came up with that name. Google it. He needed an outfit. This is around 2005-ish. Somebody look up which wrestler this was. Just look up USA Pro Wrestling right now. And Gandhi Ria Akbar, you will get his real name because I know he's still out there. I hope he's doing good. If any of you still talk to him, ask him about, or give him this timestamp and say, is what he's saying true? We had to get him an outfit. I went on eBay. I bought a turban. The same person selling the turban. Now, look, this is naive on my part, but I'm telling you the story. I went on eBay. I bought him a turban. I also bought him this beautiful robe. If you do a Google image search for that wrestler name I just told you, you will see him wearing a beautiful robe and a turban. I bought them. When I bought them, check this out. And you'll understand this has to do with the Gotti shirt. When I bought the turban and the robe on eBay, I get a DM from the seller. Now, the seller lived in New York, so I was looking to buy it from somebody local. And the person said to me, oh, Cruiserweight, you got it. Then you know what? Don't use the H in Gandhi. Use G-A-N-D-I. USA Pro Wrestling. Or you know what? Even leave Gandhi out if the spelling is wrong. Just look up USA Pro Wrestling, Rhea, R-H-E-A, Akbar, A-K-B-A-R. Or just put USA Pro Wrestling in parentheses and Akbar. Bash, you're right. Turbans are for Indians, not Arabic people. You're right. Again, this is all naive on my part. We're trying to build this character for this wrestler. Because remember, this is around the time of Muhammad Hassan. So that was the idea on this. So anyway, I buy the robe and the turban on eBay. And I get a DM from the seller. And the seller says, what am I buying this for? Now, I don't know if they saw my profile and looked at my face at the time, because I think my profile before I put my car is my logo. I have my face on there and it had like my name, where I was from. And I think the person probably said like, why the hell is an Anthony de Blasi from Howard Beach buying a turban and a robe for? So the person asked me why I was buying it. And I said, well, I said, I work with a wrestling promotion and we have a character that is going to portray, and I explained the whole reason for the outfit. Is it Eddie Guapo? You know what, Michael Gonzalez, you might be right. I think it is Eddie Guapo. I think it is. Is Eddie Guapo, is he still in wrestling? Is he still in wrestling? Eddie Guapo, that's him. Eddie Guapo will tell you what I'm saying right now is 1,000% accurate. I'm not done. So I explain the whole reason. The person did not ask me what was his name. I felt stupid saying what his name. I just said we were building a character and the character was going to portray like the negative stereotype and how people are perceived in this world today. And, you know, that's based. So basically it was not to mock, but basically to exploit that, you know, certain demographics were biased. The person made me go to Kew Gardens, Queens, off 101st Avenue, right off Queens Boulevard. I had to go to the woman's apartment, and the outfit had to be blessed before she would sell it to me. I swear on a stack of Bibles. I contacted Eddie Guapo. Yeah, there it is. Ganda Rhea Akbar. G-H-A-N-D-A. Rhea, like Rhea Ripley. And Akbar. A-K-B-A-R. That was it. I called Eddie Guapo up. I said, Eddie, I got to go to freaking this woman's house. They got to bless the robe before they give it to me. And he's like, yo, dude, I'm sorry. You know, he didn't do anything wrong. So I actually went there, and I was freaking nervous. I was nervous. I'm like, I'm not, you know, all I'm doing is buying the outfit. So I went there. I walk in, and she does this whole prayer, and she blesses it. throws, I think, some water on it or something. And then she puts it in this beautiful box. And she's like, please do not, like, basically make fun of this. Please do not use this in vain. And I said to her, I said, I promise, I promise. I walked out of there. I got onto the street. I had this giant box and everything. As soon as I got into the street, I was like, ha, ha, ha. We fucking got the perfect outfit for the guy. You could see images of him wearing it. I bought the outfit. I still have the entrance music. I came up with his entrance music. I'm not going to imitate the music because somebody is going to get offended the way I say it. So I think maybe Thursday, I'll pull it out of the hard drive, the old hard drive, and I will play it for you Thursday, what his music was. I have the original music. I actually paid some, like, you know, a lot of you know that NWO's music is like generic music from a music production company. Porn movies used the NWO music before the NWO did. Booker T's Harlem Heat music is originally from some music production. I have the original versions of Harlem Heat that was never used on TV. They didn't come from a, you know, wrestling background. They came from a musical production company. So I paid to license this music. And the thing was, I had three or four songs that we wanted for him to use. And I had said to Eddie Guapo at the time, I'm like, Eddie, pick the song you want to use. He's like, I don't know, man. I don't know which song to use. So I was like, fuck it. I'll just mix them all four together. So when you hear it, there's actually four freaking songs mixed together. And I could play it on YouTube because it's all mixed together. There can't be any copyright issues because it's all scrambled up. Oh, my God, when you hear it. I will definitely download some pictures between now and Thursday, and I will show you the picture if you haven't seen it by then, or maybe you just don't want to. And then I will pull the music, and then you will see the creation of Ganda Ria Akbar, who is supposed to be named Abul Shettah, S-H-E-T-T-A-H. Again, I hope nobody gets upset at that again. Number one, remember it's around the time in a Muhammad Hassan character. It was not to make fun. I want to make that clear. If any of you out there watch him as, and I have video of him wrestling as Ganda Ria Akbar because I was doing shows at that time with him. If you see it, it's not making fun or mocking. It's the opposite. It's kind of like the Muhammad Hassan character. I thought he nailed it. I thought he freaking nailed it at that time. But yeah, when you look at the robe and you look at, you know, the turban and you listen to the music, and you see the way he came out with a carpet, and actually they blessed the carpet because that was part of the whole thing, the robe, the car, everything. He came out and he would kneel on a carpet. He fucking nailed it. So, yeah, Eddie Guapo's still floating around. Oh, man, if any of you out there ever get in touch with him, please send him my regards. I have not talked to that man. It's got to be about a dozen years, maybe more than that. When I, you know, stopped doing the indie wrestling stuff, more for physical reasons than anything else, and, you know, plus confidence. A lot of people would just put my shit down to the point where I was like, that's why so much of the footage that I show you has never been seen. Because it's, believe me, over the years, I could have just put it on my website. I could have put it on YouTube 10, 12 years ago. You know, it's just, I was just too embarrassed behind it. Cruiserweight says he was on a podcast back in July. I got to go look him up and see how he's doing. I'm not enjoying this Diet Coke at all. Whew. Oh, yeah, so that is the true story. I don't think I've ever told the entire story about Eddie Guapo as Gandaria Akbar. I'm going to pull footage. I have it on some of the DVDs. I thought he nailed it. So, well, I don't let trolls get me down anymore. I should have had thicker skin 12, 13, 14 years ago. I should have never walked away. I walked away in 2008. I think I walked away in 2008. I should have never walked away. I should have still done it, even if it was part-time, even if it was mostly local. I mean, I will always appreciate Fat Frank. You know, I never worked the Jersey All-Pro show. And if any of you out there that's from my neck of the woods, Jersey All-Pro Wrestling was one of the best promotions ever in the Northeast. But he let me on his school shows. And, you know, I was trying to get better to one day be a manager on Jersey All-Pro. But I quit after about a year because I just did not have the confidence of doing it. So, yeah, I'm going to look him up later. So anyway, it looks like that's what we're going to finish the show with tonight. I think we're just going to stick with questions. A little different format. Believe me, I was not planning this, but I guess with Christmas coming up, you know, we could sacrifice calls for a night, but we're doing everything in the live chat. So you still get to ask your questions. So yeah, post more questions. We'll do like another, we're already at 72 minutes. So we'll do like another 15 minutes. Arian, what do I think about The Rock buying the WWE rumors? I actually talked about it, I think, on the last sit-down episode. When I showed the picture of Nick Khan and The Rock having dinner, we joked about it and said, you think those two would actually buy WWE? I think Mish and I had this conversation a week ago. It's not anything new. It's not rumors. People just saw them dining together and like, oh my God, what if they bought WWE? Some of you will remember when I brought up Jeter buying, you know, the Marlins. You get a group of people together. I mean, that could happen. So, yeah, we talked about that already. Any news on Alexa Bliss? Austin, I expect Alexa Bliss back very, very soon. If I was WWE, maybe you keep her out till the Royal Rumble. Because the Royal Rumble is not that far away. Or maybe you have her return right around day one and it sets up her in the Royal Rumble. Alexa Bliss, I don't think there's any rush. There's no need to bring her back this quickly. You know, if Asuka is able to return, I'd like to see Asuka back beforehand. Who's better on the mic, Ric Flair from back in the day or MJF? Ric Flair. It's not even close. If wrestlers over the years were allowed to call relatives of people's opponents crackheads and whores and all this other stuff, you'd have 10 MJFs over the years. The reason why MJF is so in a league of his own is because half the stuff that he says is stuff that you would not be able to say in other promotions. Think of all the stuff that he, and I'm not complaining about his work. He's awesome. But you think WWE would let him say half the things that he says? No. So sure, when you have an open slate, like, say whatever the fuck you want. Like, Ric Flair, there was always major limitations. You had to leave it to the imagination. So, yeah, you take away that unlimited, you know, him making fun of people, disabled people, fat people, this, this, and that. You think you get away with that? No. You take all that stuff away. And you force him to dial it up or not, I think MJF would do just fine. But because of that, it's not even close. Ric Flair. Not even close. I wouldn't book Kip Sabian these days. I have nothing against the guy. He's a guy that's better suited than like MLW or GCW or a promotion like that. Why? Because he's the fiancé of Penelope Ford. Like, he's not going to leapfrog a ton of people in AEW. His only worth to me is feuding with Miro, and even that would be one-sided. So I have nothing against Kip Sabian, but to me, you know, I'm indifferent to Kip Sabian. I hope Brian Cage gets TV time soon. I have expressed the frustration with Brian Cage on these shows for 9 months. For 9 freaking months. People only starting to figure it out now. It is disgusting to see how AEW treats their super heavyweights. Powerhouse Hobbs. What was the last high-profile match that he truly had against CM Punk? How many fucking months ago is that? And what was his last high-profile match before CM Punk? It is ridiculous. He's still young and new, but they just do nothing. They do almost nothing with their super heavyweights. It is asinine. It is disgusting. It is inexcusable. And let's see a year from now how many super, super heavyweights they have in that promotion. I'd be surprised if there's more than one. I don't even put Wardlow as a super, super heavyweight. He's a bigger guy. But when you're talking about Hobbs and Archer and Cage, it's a lot of smoke and mirrors, in my opinion. But they're professionals. They're not going to complain. You know, everybody thinks that because you're being misused, that you should complain and speak out and tell the world that you're not happy with the way you're being treated at AEW. No, that's because they're professionals. That's the last thing that they do. That's what a lot of people in wrestling do. They're professionals. They're not going to complain. That's why so many people were disappointed when some people left WWE. Oh, Malakai, please, after what they did to Zelina, after what they did to you, you got to bash WWE. And he didn't. And people were like, okay. Because they're not going to burn bridges with anybody with AEW. You think they're going to say, motherfucker, how do you not bash them after what they did to you? What are you, fucking stupid? No, they're not going to do that. All these wrestlers are professionals. So they will keep their mouths closed. They will try to make the best of a situation, just like Karrion Kross, Killer Kross, and others. You know, people expected him. I mean, he admitted that the outfit sucked, the mask sucked, but he didn't bash WWE. He's thankful for the opportunity, and he's going to show WWE why they made a tremendous mistake. Period. Yeah, Miro, I'm not too thrilled how he's being used, too. How many weeks ago did he see God with the white background? Walking back and forth. Thank you, God. The Redeemer. I'm going to make everybody pay in 7 weeks. No. Miro's not part of the mafia where you wait 20 years before you give somebody a hit. You get revenge on someone. No. You don't do it right away. You do it when they least expect it. When they drop and they're in their comfort zone, bam, that's when you do it. Miro, the Redeemer. I'm the Redeemer. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do not do this. But just not now. It's the holidays. I'm going to bang my hot wife. And then January, it's an anniversary. I got to bang my hot wife. And then February, it's Valentine's Day. I got to bang my hot wife. And then March, oh, we're talking about Easter, you know, get those eggs. It's not Miro's fault. Miro's doing an awesome job. Look at what AEW's doing. They have so many fucking people on their roster. There's factions. Everybody's going to have 9 people in a faction. We ain't stupid. I mean, look, it's like an all-star game. Every time we watch AEW, it's like an all-star game. You got the best of the best, 20, 30, 40, 50 people. There was one episode where they had 72 people on the show. 72. Remember that episode? We actually read everybody's name that was on the show. 72 AEW personalities on an episode of Dynamite. So it's like an all-star game. But at the expense of a lot of people's momentum and runs. Where is the Big Show? He's probably in his room, probably at home. It's a Sunday night, 9:30 p.m. Nothing with AEW going on tonight. So he's probably home. With WWE doing Saudi shows, do I think they will start doing events like that in other countries like they did in Australia a few years ago? Yeah, I had to take this off. We started the show. This thing was 32 degrees. What's the temperature now? 85. Think I'm kidding? Look. 86. So this thing's only good for about an hour. It's, I don't know if you can, it's all gel inside, but it's good. 85 degrees. I had to take it off. It's hotter than the room. It's hotter than the room. I think once this Omicron calms down a little bit. By the way, have you realized now how horrendously stupid people now look, insisting that all those people were fired because they refused to get vaccinated? You see this Omicron and you see breakthrough cases of Delta. We had a few politicians here in the United States today that announced they had breakthrough cases of Delta. They were not only fully vaccinated, but they had boosters. And I see people out there, oh, you see, vaccinations don't work. And again, for those ignorant people, you have boosters when you are born. You're required to have multiple booster shots. None of them have 100% efficacy rate. There is no booster alive. The only boosters that are guaranteed 100% to work are the ones that are going to kill you. Let me inject some cyanide in you. I guarantee you that cyanide booster will be 100% effective. I guarantee you it'll kill you. Any vaccines that you get from when you were a little baby, none of them are 100% guaranteed. You could still get sick from it. So what's happening is not surprising. It's just that when you're vaccinated, your body has some antibodies inside it to fight it a little bit. I always use the nightclub reference. And again, I'm sorry to bore anybody with this, but I'm going to throw it out there again for newer listeners that never heard my analogy with the nightclub, especially with all the crime that's going on. Let's say for some reason now you decide, you know what? Even though there's all this fucking crime in Los Angeles, California, I'm going to open up a nightclub in L.A. We're going to invite all the rappers. Everybody could come to the nightclub. We're going to have this big opening party. And let's say DJ COVID is at the door. DJ Delta on the mix, on the mix. You have the gang we'll call Omicron. Yo, man, we're from fucking Omicron. We came for the party. And you get Gang Delta, DJ Delta, Omicron. You get all these people that go into the club. And a fight breaks out. And we'll call the fight COVID. Oh, my God, a COVID is broken out. And you look around your club and you got no bouncers. What are you going to do? You might be able to pick up a glass, call the cops, grab a baseball bat, you know, try to break up the fight. Maybe ultimately you will, without causing a whole bunch of damage first. Now, pretend you're vaccinated and you got boosters, all right? Fight could still break out in the club. But the minute, hey, yo, this is Delta. Yo, I'm fucking Omicron. Got a problem with that? Well, guess what? You got a whole fucking bunch of bouncers inside the club. Yeah. Hey, I dare you to fucking start a fight. Fight breaks out, you might cause a little damage, but within a shorter period of time, those bouncers kick the shit out of COVID out of the club. So the vaccines are not going to guarantee 100% protection. But if something does happen, your body is equipped with some form to fight it. Maybe sometimes it doesn't work out. We're not perfect. We're not like perfect beings. But I'd rather have a little protection than no protection. It's like wearing a condom. You know, condom's not going to guarantee never to get pregnant. But I wore, the bag. I put it on the right way. How the fuck did she still get pregnant? Well, it's not 100% guaranteed. But if you put it on, the chances are that, you know, it's going to protect you. It's going to protect the other person. It's going to protect you from diseases or protect from pregnancy. And there's always a chance that something could happen. But that's how I look at the vaccines. That's how I look at the vaccines. Seriously. If you look at it like that, honestly, I don't think anybody really, truthfully, has a comeback to that. And I'm not trying to sound like a genius, but I'd rather, God forbid I ever get it, I'd rather know that I got a few antibodies in my body, you know, ready, yay. All right, come on, come on. You know, then to have nothing. You think I want, like, I don't know, Afghanistan. You know, right now, imagine if I had antibodies called Team Afghanistan. And then COVID breaks in there. And like what happened in Afghanistan, my antibodies, like, drop their weapons and run away. They all go out of my ass. Why do I have diarrhea? All the antibodies are taking, just, they found the escape. They found the escape hatch. Hey, we're going to make a break for it. Get out of this body. We don't want to fight COVID. We're wimps. We're pussies. I'd rather have a little protection than none. That's how I look at it. You know, life in many ways does suck right now. COVID sucks. I got sick and tired of it much of last year. I made a concerted effort that I'm just going to be careful. If I feel uncomfortable, I wear the mask. If I'm in an environment where I must wear the mask, I will wear the mask. If I think people around me might get a little paranoid that I'm not wearing a mask, I'll put the mask on. I'm not going to be one of those, what about my rights? Motherfucker, I just want this virus out of here as quickly as possible. But I'm not going to sit here and sulk. I'm going to try to make a bad situation and try to turn it into a better situation. I use the phrase, whenever you get chicken shit, try to turn it into chicken salad. Whatever you do, we're going to all get chicken shit. I'm dealing with chicken shit right now. I don't really want to talk about it yet. I mean, it's bad enough. I fell down a freaking flight of stairs Monday. Some people thought I was lying until I put the video online. And they heard me say, hey, I'm going in Thursday for the angiogram. This is the last thing I needed. And they see my ankle is like twice the size of a testicle. Like, and then my other foot, I got a bruise under my foot. I don't know how to, literally, I'm not going to start, you know, looking like I'm spreading eagle on camera, but the bottom of my foot has this giant bruise. So I can't win with each foot right now. I favor my left foot, my right foot hurts. I favor my right foot, my left ankle hurts. You know, I mean, the angiogram was not fun. You know, being told that I have some form of heart disease is not fun. But what am I going to do, cry? You know, New York is all fucked up right now with crime and everything. What am I going to do, cry? And what is that going to do? Oh, thinking about you. How's that going to do? You know, just do things that make you happy. Pulling Aaron Rodgers. Fuck that, man. See, that just goes to show you with Aaron Rodgers, you could have all the money in the world and be the biggest, most unbelievable liar around. Just because you have money, people believe you no matter what you say. You know, that's why I say I don't give a shit how much money somebody has. That doesn't, you can't buy yourself into being a good liar. You will get a whole bunch of sheep that will go along with whatever you say, but you know, we ain't stupid. You know, even the one, oh, you know, I know somebody who couldn't get somebody pregnant because they got the vaccine. Maybe you have to insert the penis into the vagina in order to get somebody pregnant. There's so much lying. There's so much lying going around. You're smart enough to see who's telling the truth and who's not. You know, and let's also be honest. We all like a little gossip. There's no question. I see sometimes things going on online, and I just sit back and I relax. I'm like, oh, karma's a bitch, you know. And it's usually in the political world, you know. You see with this COVID stuff, again, I didn't vote for Trump the last election. And there's a lot of things of Trump I ended up not liking, not thrilled about the guy. But I saw early on when they were going against the vaccine, and I said this also, there is no question Trump wanted the vaccine available before the election because that would have helped him get elected. There's no question in my mind. I think that's pretty obvious. But because Trump was president at the time, the other side, or I should say anti-Trump, because anti-Trump is on both sides, anti-Trump didn't trust the vaccine. Even though the same doctors and the same employees of Moderna and Pfizer, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson shit, but the other ones, even though they're the same scientists, but because he was the president, you can't trust the vaccine. Now he's no longer the president. And now all that thought that you put in people's heads while Trump was president, I don't trust the vaccine. I'm not going to get the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. I don't trust the vaccine. The vaccine was rushed. The vaccine will give you fertility problems. The vaccine will do this. The vaccine will do that. And now all of a sudden he's no longer president. Well, never mind. Never mind. No, it doesn't work that way. So now you see all this shit out. People, it blows, you know what blows my mind? It blows my mind when people say to me, DT, you're a Republican. Why did you get vaccinated? And I'm like, because I don't want to get really sick and I don't want to kill my family. And nothing to do with politics. People are actually shocked that I have the triple, oh, I said earlier about side effects. I don't know if I have any quick video. Let me see if I do. I know I put a whole montage online once, and I'm not going to pain you through that montage. Let me see if I have it here. If I do, I'll let you see one clip of it. Is this it? This is one. This is when I got the shot. I don't know if this is the side effects, though. This might not be the side effects. How long is this clip? A minute 24. It can't be. It can't be. Hold on. I'm just looking really quick. I have the footage of getting the shot. Oh, wait a minute. Why am I wearing a mask? This is 36 seconds. Huh. I don't know if this is it. Let me see. Oh, God. I don't think this is going to work. Let me see.
You going to join me live later, little boy?
Oh, wrong. Definitely wrong video. And wrong. Yeah, I don't think I have it handy. Let me look. Let me look one more area. Because about side effects, actually, this was pretty good video. I don't think I have it. Though, just bear with me for a second. Okay, well, you know what? I just realized something. DAF passed, September 1st? I got vaccinated the middle of August. So it had to have been right before that. I hate to use that as a timestamp, but that's how I know. I don't know if this is it. This might be it. Let me see what this is. Oh, this is upside down. Nah, this isn't going to work.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's 12:20, and it's time.
No. Yeah, I don't have it. But anyway, shit. It would have been really good if I had it. My body temperature dropped to 94. 94 and 95. This is only 12 seconds. This is the freaking bird. Let me look one more area. Oh, you know where I might have it? Yeah, I don't think I have it. I apologize. I'm a little surprised. Oh, wait a minute. What's this? This is only 36 seconds. This is 12 seconds. This is 56. Oh, wait a minute. Could this be? Doubt not. You know what? This might actually be it. This is August 19th. You know what? This might actually be it. This might be the video montage. Let me just see what this is.
Hey, everybody. Darren Vald ends up being me to...
Nope. All right. Yeah, it's not going to happen. I don't have it here. Why do I see... Why is this like this? This is not good. There we go. Yeah, I don't have the video here, but see, the thing with my booster, I got my booster in August, and at that time, they were given double a dose. I think it was 100 milligrams. It was the same strength as the first two Moderna shots. So when I got the third shot, I got 100 milligrams of medicine. Now for the booster, they only give you half the medicine. I don't know if it's to be cheap or they just felt that 100 was too much, but I recorded video here and I took my temperature live on the air and my temperature was between 94 and 95. The next day I felt so beat up that I didn't go to work. That's how bad that I felt. I actually had video of me literally laying in bed and I couldn't even get up. I'm really pissed. I'm going to look one more time. I'm really pissed because the video is great. I originally was going to put it on YouTube, but once they insisted that the booster was for everybody, then I was like, forget it. Yeah, I don't think this is it. I'm looking one last time. Yeah, let me see what this is, but I don't think this is it. I'm looking. Oh, I found it. I found part of it. You could see the temperature. This is only a part. This is not the next day. The next day, I couldn't even get out of bed. But here, you can look at this. This will give you a good idea. Here, check this out.
Video. Me getting the shot. Hopefully tonight. Originally got things. Forget. Oh, video. On over to stop. 3 years. 2 hours. Tell you.
I'm trying to find it.
Of me getting. I totally.
What the hell? I just saw the temperature. Holy shit. Oh. I'm a fucking idiot. I'm looking at the same video as before. Okay. I found it now. I promise you I found it. All right. Here we go.
Hey, everybody. It's a little after 5 p.m. on Thursday, August 19th. Had the third Moderna COVID vaccine shot a little less than 5 hours ago. And to me, that's way too soon to really tell, you know, how this is going to hit my body. But I figured I would come up here and give some updates, you know, probably do this within the next 2 days. Usually symptoms subside after that time. If anything lingers after 2 days, and obviously I'll keep doing updates, but I don't even know if I would call this a side effect, but I know this is something that normally doesn't happen to me. So far I feel fine. Ate lunch, was a little tired not too long ago, but my body temperature consistently is always around 98.6 to 99.6. I mean, rarely ever goes lower or goes higher. And, you know, I got one of these thermometers that are pretty reliable. And I decided to take my temperature, and I'm going to just take one in the air right now just to show you. The room's about 80 degrees, 79, 80 degrees. Yeah, it's about right. And took my temperature. Should be less than 98. Are we around 97, 96 over here? Yeah, 96.6. Take it again. 96.6. The light will go off. You'll see it a little bit better. There you go. 96.6. Let's take it one more time. Third time's a charm, right? 96.5. So let that light go off. There you can see it pretty good. Sorry, you know, it's not that clear, but you can see it. And look, I'll take the temperature of the air once again. Should be right around 80 degrees. There you go. 80.3. So my body temperature right now is between like 96.2 and 96.7.
So it actually went down to like 94.5 to 95 later in the day. But that night, I just felt so beat up. So me and my dad had 100 milligrams on the booster, not 50. So I've always wanted to get my blood work antibodies done. I just got blood work for the angiogram, but they didn't test the antibody level. They only did the Q-tip in the nose. And I thought after all this time, the Q-tip in the nose would be a little better. When they did my blood work last Wednesday, and they put the Q-tip in the nose, she's like, we got to go all the way back. I'm like, wasn't there any advancement in the last year? And she's like, no, we got to go all the way back. I thought it was going to poke my eye out. Sucked. Yeah, my temperature went down to around 95. The next day, I felt so beat up. About 3 days later, I felt fine. And since, I'm okay, you know? So, like I said, I would never tell anyone. Yeah, I know the audio is bad because I don't have the levels evened out for the video. But I just wanted to post that. I don't have the other video of me totally beat up. I mean, I was just laying in bed. I couldn't even move my head. I literally just grabbed my phone. I was laying down. I grabbed my phone. And I'm like this. Look, everybody. I can't even move my head. So I just got to. And that was it. Yeah, my normal temperature is about 98, 98.5. So when it got down to like 95s, I was like, okay, this is odd. Yeah, Bash, we ended up not doing calls today. We started doing chat, just all live chat, and we just hit such a momentum tonight that we just decided to just do live chat. And it's been awesome. It's been awesome. I know, you know, I was looking forward to taking calls. I had everything set up over here. But, you know, we'd answer everybody's questions in the chat. I mean, so next episode, we'll take calls. Next, like I said, next Sunday, we'll do a combination of the Don Tony show and we will do calls. So we will do both next Sunday. So I will definitely take off Christmas Day so I can spend it with my family. But Sunday night, the 26th, I will be up here 8 o'clock. So it'll be early. And, you know, even if we go, you know, a little longer, 2-3 hours, well, I will do a double show next Sunday. So, any last questions in the chat before we get out of here? So, you know, we're in an hour and 45 minutes. I thought that was pretty cool that we talked about Eddie Guapo. I totally forgot the freaking guy's name, and that's kind of wrong. But he was a really good guy. I mean, he's still alive. He's still alive. Let me make that clear. But I got to go look him up, seriously. What school did I go to? I don't have, you know, do I have the prank call? Do I have the prank call? I guarantee you not everybody that tunes in on Thursdays know about the prank call when I prank call my ex-girlfriend. I have the De Niro one here. Do I have her? Patricia. Yeah, I do have it. All right, guys, gals, do you remember back about 20 years ago, more than that, about 25 years ago, on the internet, they came out with soundboards, and people were prank calling people, and all they did was push soundboards. Well, I'm sorry if anybody has heard this before. Something tells me those who heard it before will not mind hearing it again. But back in the day, I used to prank call people as well. And there was a hotline host by the name of Captain Ivan, who we've talked about before. He's the same Captain Ivan that Nicole Bass wanted to beat the shit out of, who wanted to beat the shit out of me because she thought I was friends with him. And Captain Ivan is the one who led to me and Daphne becoming good friends. So I prank called Ivan, and I was doing Robert De Niro soundboards. Every time he asked a question, or he would answer, I would press something on the soundboard. I'm sure you all heard it with the Arnold stuff. Anyway, I did it to my ex-girlfriend. This is what year? This has got to be, it's got to be 1999. No, this was 2000 or 2001. Because this is about a year or two after I broke up with my ex. So the audio quality is horrendous. But you're going to hear me prank call my ex. And we were only dating for a short period of time. And I had no idea that her natural father had died. She had a stepfather. And I never asked, like, about her real father. And I really fucked up when I did this prank call. And then you'll hear me prank call Captain Ivan. And at the very end, he figures out it was me. Because my nickname when I used to do the hotline was the Funker. If you ever see my Blackheart shirt, it says Zombie Arson Damage Funker. I'm Funker. I was always known as the Funker. That was my nickname. So, yeah, this is before 9/11. So, yeah, I'll let you hear it. First, you'll hear me prank calling my ex-girlfriend.
All right, let's see if she is home.
That's my voice.
Hello?
Hello, cutie pie.
Who?
Who are you?
Who are you?
I'm a police officer.
Are you really?
I'm a cop, you idiot!
You're really funny.
What's the matter?
What's the matter? You're a loser.
Who are you?
Who are you?
John Kimball.
Her.
Yeah.
You really have a nice voice, don't you?
Trust me.
Trust you? Okay. You're a gangster now, huh?
Stop whining.
You go. You really are.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Really? That's cool.
You son of a bitch.
Fine.
Who is your daddy, and what does he do?
My father's dead, you fucking jerk off, and if you fucking call my ass again, I'll fucking find you and murder you, you fucking...
Stop it!
Go fuck yourself, you fucking loser.
Yeah. What's the matter?
What's the matter? I really would like to know who the fuck you are. But you know what? Not for nothing, it's okay, because I'll call the phone company in about 2 seconds and have your phone number.
I'm a cop, you idiot! Don't be ridiculous.
Excuse me?
Now, whatever your name is, get ready for the big surprise.
Excuse me?
Who are you?
Yeah, speak English. You really, whoever you are, really needs to get a life. And
I'm a cop, you idiot!
You're a cop? That's nice. You can blow me. You're a fucking pig.
Do it now.
Yeah, okay.
You're a damaged goods lady.
Come to my fucking house. I'll blow you, you fucking sick motherfucker.
Fuck you.
Come on, come to my house. I'll fucking chop your fucking dick off and make you fucking eat it. And then I'll fucking shove it up your fucking asshole.
Shut up!
Ooh, tough guy. Why don't you fucking tell me your real fucking voice? Why don't you tell me your name, you fucking pussy?
What do you want?
What I want? I want you to get a fucking life, you pathetic piece of shit.
Ask your mommy.
Uh-huh. Wait. Wait till I find out who you are. Wait.
I'll call you back.
That was it. And now you'll hear me call Captain Ivan. And like I said, at the very end, he figures out it was me. I might have to adjust the volume on this one.
Hello?
Who's this?
Hello, who's this?
Can I ask you something?
what?
Have you ever watched pornographic videos?
Who's this?
This is Jack Walsh.
Do me a favor, don't call this number no more.
You make one more move on me, you motherfucker. I'll fucking cut your fucking balls off. I'll shove them up your fucking ass. I'll fucking bury you. I'll put fucking ice picks in your eyes. I'll chuck your fucking eyeballs. I'll send them to your fucking family so they can eat it for dessert.
Go ahead.
Cut the crap.
No.
Are you a pothead?
Your mother is.
Have you ever smoked pot?
Piece of shit.
I'm gonna call the cops, pal.
Are you crazy?
Stop your shit.
Now say goodbye, you lying little piece of shit.
What? What are you talking about?
Don't you see what's going on here? Don't you see what's at stake?
What?
I'm trying to tell you that. What do you want? You want the tears to come out of my eyes?
You're a sick person. I don't even know what the fuck you are.
What am I telling you for?
You didn't tell me shit.
If I talk to you, and you turn me into a fag, I'm gonna kill you, you understand?
Go ahead. Don't threaten me.
Can I ask you something?
No.
Don't waste my time.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Wait.
Liar, whore. Liar, whore. You know it.
Go ahead. You're an asshole.
If I hear any more shit out of you, I'm gonna fucking bust your head.
Go ahead. I'm talking to you, all right? You are a piece of shit.
Thank you. Bye. Who's this?
Wait a minute, who's this? You don't know who this is? What?
This is Jack Walsh.
You are. You're Slash.
Can I ask you something?
No, you don't have to ask me shit.
Don't push it, fucker.
Go ahead. I'm pushing it, asshole. I'm pushing the fucking button. See, what,
you sick son of a bitch.
What you do is talk for no fucking action behind a phone.
Now you shut your goddamn pie hole.
You have to shut my mouth. Come down here and I'll beat the shit out of you with a bat. What?
I'm not going to tell you again. What?
Yeah, you heard me.
What?
What?
Can I ask you something?
I know who this is. It's the Funka. Oh, shit. I know who this is.
No. I don't think that's any of your concern.
What?
Now say goodbye, you lying little piece of shit.
He figured it out at the very end. You know what? I think we'll finish up with one more. Everybody keeps bringing up Lenny. I don't know if I have that call with the dog. Remember the dog? Do I have it? There's a wrestling tie to this. Let's see. Do I have it? This might be it. Oh, here it is. Okay. Let me set this up. This was after an indie wrestling event in, I think, Westchester. I don't remember the name of the two guys that were with me. They were independent wrestlers. But there was also a woman with us, a female wrestler by the name of Amy Vital. I know a lot of you know Amy Vital. In this clip, you will hear me at a bar with these two independent wrestlers and Amy Vital. I think one of them was dating Amy at the time. And Captain Lenny had a wrestling hotline, was a complete nut job. And there was all these rumors that he would have sex with his dog. So what we were trying to do, I called him up, and don't ask me why, I'm not saying this bragging, but the guy used to idolize me to the point that he tried to take me to court because he got so offended because I hurt his feelings. So we called him from a bar. I recorded it. And we were trying to get Captain Lenny to do this. It is one of the funniest clips that I will ever share on this show. I laugh so hard. At some points, you will hear us in the background uncontrollably laughing. And there is the wrestling aspect because these are wrestlers cutting promos on Lenny. And then while this is all going on, Lenny is watching WWF Velocity or WWE Velocity. And Shelton Benjamin was on. I promise you, if you've never tuned into this, not only will you laugh your ass off, I don't normally tell you to post like on other pages, like timestamps for my shows. This is something you might want to share with your friends. This is 20 years old. 20 years ago. Enjoy this. I promise you, you will love it.
The following is rated D for dog.
Hello.
Hey, hold on a second,
yeah,
buddy.
So check this out. I'm watching Nick Sen and Tony Cilantro, two scrubs on Velocity. See, I like to report Velocity on my line.
Lenny.
Anyway.
Lenny, how are you doing, my friend?
All right. Who's Nick? Who's this guy on Velocity, this new broadcaster, which I got to ask him.
He's a, I know,
but he's a wrestling expert, Anthony. I want to ask who this guy Romero is. On Velocity,
Rocky Romero. AEW.
I'm pissing myself right now about
Oh, yeah, I know Duke the Pitbull Snyder. Do you know him?
I know Duke the Pitbull Snyder.
Yeah, he once hung out with Elliot Marin.
Oh, he's the friend of Chris Mike.
I didn't realize that. Rocky Romero, just on AEW. So when he says Anthony, he's talking about me.
No, he knows me.
He knows you?
Yeah, the Pitbull.
Can you tell me about you being in the shower again? I was getting excited.
No, do you know Duke the Pitbull Snyder?
I know Duke the Pitbull, but tell me more about the baby oil.
Oh, yeah. Well, I want to tell a girl about it, baby oil.
But first, I want to tell come in, I'll pass it to a girl for you.
Okay.
I want to hear about the baby oil.
Yeah, but the girl has to hear it. I want to get off.
But I need to spit my ass to the towel, and I do push-ups on the push-up bar.
Do you know I use the same towel to wipe the dog as mine?
You use the same towel to wipe the dog as you?
Yeah.
You mean the dog you had sex with?
No, not the dog I had sex with. I gave the dog a washing, and I used the same towel.
Well, what's the dog's name that you had sex with?
Pepper.
Did you? Can you just... tell me about the baby oil, please.
Yeah, but I didn't have sex with Pepper. I only took a bath with her by mistake.
You took a bath with the baby oil?
No. I took a bath with a dog a couple weeks ago.
Oh, when were you touching yourself in the shower with the baby oil?
No. I touched myself yesterday with the baby oil and we were watching Playboy.
Oh, you were watching Playboy?
Yeah.
Oh, hold on one second. I'll give you a woman. Hold on.
Hey, baby.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, do you like wrestling?
Oh, yeah.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, my favorite?
Are you going to meet Randy Orton at Video Central?
Well, is Randy Orton hot?
I don't know. I never met him face to face.
Tell me about Randy Orton.
If I go to Video Central, I'll finally meet Anthony face to face. He'll let me in for nothing.
Oh, really?
I'll wear a tie. I'll come with a tie.
What would you do to Randy Orton?
No. I'll come with a tie and hang out with Anthony.
Oh.
I'll hang out with Randy Orton and Anthony. He'll be shocked. He'll say, what are you doing here, right? Because I go to all the pay-per-views, right?
What did you do in the movie theater the other night?
No, I don't do anything in the movie theater. I just come in my girlfriend's house.
Hold on one second.
That was the autograph signing that I told you about a few weeks ago, that I did an autograph signing with Randy Orton in my neighborhood at Video Game Central. That was an autograph signing I did, I think, in 2002. And for anybody online that couldn't go or didn't live in New York, I hung out with Randy Orton afterwards, and he signed everybody's photos, and I shipped it out to everyone about 20 years ago. It gets better. I just want to leave you with the phrase, I like woman. I like woman.
Lenny.
What?
I have to ask you a question.
It's been 2 weeks since I had pussy. It's 2 weeks, but I had bloody pussy. You know, I didn't take it. No. Because my girlfriend had a period. Fuck, you know?
Would you suck off Randy Orton for a night with one of my women?
No, I like woman.
For a night with one of my women, would you suck off Randy Orton?
No, I...
Would you let Shelton Benjamin take a shit on your chest?
Who?
Shelton Benjamin.
Why Shelton Benjamin?
Would you let him shit on your chest to put it on my women?
No, I like girls. I like girls.
Hold on 1 second. I've got a girl for you.
Okay.
Hello, Lenny.
Hi, how are you?
Lenny, I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
How many times did you have a brown eye rubbed against your nose?
Only for a woman.
Only from a woman?
No, not shit. I don't let women shit on me.
Never?
I let a woman pee in my mouth. I do all women pee.
A woman pee where?
A woman can pee in my mouth and I can swallow it.
What about in your ass?
No. Wait, hold on. Let me see this wrestling. I gotta report my results.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
I would like to take out my penis and shoot a hot batch of prick paste all over you.
No,
would you let me do that?
But I like women.
A woman?
Mm-hmm.
You don't want any of my ball batter?
No, I like women.
But I have a big pit bull. Her name is Felicia.
I like women.
What about female pit bull?
No, I like female human girls.
She'll get on top of you and ride you like Seabiscuit.
Really? Like Superman, they show Joey today. You know Good Life Network? You know the Good Life Network, right?
The Good Life Network, yes I do.
Okay, you know every Saturday, Superman.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Do you have a big package?
Yeah, man.
You got a big package?
Bob Holly.
Does your balls hit your ass?
No. Wait. Charlie Austin, Hardcore Bob Holly. Be Nick Sen and Tony Cilantro. Nick Sen.
Here's what I would like you to do.
Why?
I'd like you to stick a parakeet up your ass.
No, I can't stick a bird up my ass. I'm not the
bird
man.
You can't stick a bird up your ass?
You know, the bird man told me he's going to have me on his show in a couple
but
weeks.
What about just the beak?
No.
Hold on.
No, I like the woman.
Lenny, I'm sorry, I was getting excited over here in the corner. Listen, I was going to say, do me a favor, do you have big balls?
No. Hey, save me some beer cans. I collect them and bring them back to the supermarket.
You collect beer cans? Do you have a big dick?
No.
Could you take out your
I have
penis
about
right
5 inches.
Could you take out your 5-inch penis right now?
No, I'll take it out for a woman.
Would you take it out for a woman?
Mm-hmm.
I have a woman right here.
Really? Who?
She's going to tell me what to tell you. She's occupied right now. She's saying, Lenny, could you take out your penis?
No, I like women. I want her to say it.
Lenny, could you take out your penis?
No, I like women. She went...
Lenny, could you take out your penis?
I like women.
I had dinner.
You know, did Anthony tell you I had dinner with Wild Man Jack Armstrong?
You did with Wild Man Jack Armstrong?
Yeah, you know, I went to the Carnegie Deli with him.
Jack Brown Eye.
Wait, let me talk to Anthony for a second.
Anthony is occupied right now.
But I want to talk to him for a second.
Hold on. Can you take out your penis first?
No, I like
cannot talk, I cannot put you through to Anthony until you take out your penis.
No, but I like women. I can't take out my penis. When is I'll say it on 95.95, I'll say, oh, penis, the wonderful cat, the wonderful cat. Oh, penis, the wonderful cat, the wonderful cat.
You want to hear an operator? Can you sing me another line of the penis song?
Huh?
The penis song. Can you
oh,
sing
penis,
the fucking
the
penis song?
Oh, penis, the wonderful cat, the wonderful cat.
You fucking sexy bitch.
What? I gotta feed my dog at 7:30 in the morning.
Let's get that now.
You're gonna feed my balls at 7:30?
No, I'm giving my dog, my girlfriend's dog.
All of my balls in your mouth.
I'm giving my girlfriend's dog. I'll tell you what I'm gonna give her. I'm gonna give her.
Let me stop fucking talking and take my balls in your mouth.
No, I like women. I don't take men's balls in my mouth. I like women.
Take my balls. I'm gonna be those people that ask you.
I like women.
Lenny, I'm coming on right now.
How about Vinny G?
Lenny, me and Vinny G.
You couldn't stop laughing in the background.
Did you ever
meet Vinny G?
I've met Vinny G has met my meat.
Vinny G's a fag, right?
Vinny G's a fag?
How about Victor?
Are you making fun of me?
No, what about Victor? Is he real?
I don't know if Victor's real.
Did you ever meet Victor?
Is Victor's real?
Did you ever meet Victor?
I've never met Victor, but he's coming over with me right now.
Really?
Lenny, what's your address?
No, I don't want to go. I don't want to go.
Do you live in Brooklyn, Lenny?
No, I like women. I'm a woman.
Okay, hold on one second.
Lenny, baby.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, let me get your address so I can come on over and see.
Yeah, but
time.
I'm going to my girlfriend's house now.
Is your girlfriend into Leslie?
No, she's away on vacation. She's fucking another guy.
Oh, really? It's a dog involved?
Yeah, but it gets me turned on.
Oh, really? The dog gets you turned on?
No. My girlfriend's fucking another guy out of state, and I'm in her house for the next couple weeks watching the dog.
Oh.
But it turns me on.
Oh, the dog turns
you
on?
No. My girlfriend is fucking her former friend from New York, and he's in another state. So it's turning me on that she's fucking another guy.
Oh.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
I understand.
She's giving another guy the
pussy. Lenny.
Wait, tell Anthony this.
All right, hold on one moment.
Can I talk to Anthony?
Lenny, I just want to tell you that I'm going to shoot my goo right now.
Well, let me talk to Anthony for a second.
I'm going to shoot my goo right now, Lenny. Here it comes.
Here it comes. Wait. Let's see.
I'm telling you, baby. I'm going to stick one of those Frankfurters that you sell right up your ass. Oh, baby.
Really?
We're all getting off together, Lenny.
Oh, shit.
Lenny.
How about Daniel Pewter? Do you like him?
I'm going to fuck Daniel Pewter in his ass.
How about Daniel Pewter? You know him?
I'm going to stick Daniel Pewter up your ass.
How about Al Snow?
Here comes the goon, Lenny. Whoa!
I don't know where they get these people from, man. I don't know where they get these fucking people from. You know what I mean? I don't know where they get these people from. Right? Huh? Hey, you think at USW I could take the wrestler's jackets back to the dressing room? Hello? 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 Hello?
That's it. So that's what we used to do 20 years ago. Is that whacked out or what? He actually thought that everybody was getting off at the very end. Crazy shit, right? Oh, I got hours and hours of Lenny. I'm not going to play it now. We're going to end the show now. But if you do a search on the channel, all the way on the top of the page, just type in the word Lenny. And the Thursday episodes that we played Lenny stuff, I mean, some of the stuff is just whacked out. I'm afraid to replay some of the stuff that he used to do. Especially the one right after 9/11. I mean, the guy is pretty sick. I don't know if I have it. No, I just, yeah, I don't want to start putting things on here because it gets pretty wild, pretty weird, pretty quick. So, we're not going to put it on. You could check out the other episodes. I got to find out who the two wrestlers were. Because it would not surprise me if they went on to great things. I just cannot remember their names right now. I mean, obviously, one had like an international accent for real. One of them was dating Amy Vitale. And I'm sure if I wanted to reach out to her and I could say, you know, who was the guy you were dating back in like 02, 03? But I haven't talked to her since then. And it would be pretty rude. I mean, I talked to her after she marched, you know, for breast cancer, but that's a long time ago. But that's what the wrestling hotline scene had at that time. It was so whacked out. And yeah, it's crazy. He is still alive. He's got to be about 80 years old now, because back 20 years ago, he was late 50s, early 60s. I mean, he used to tell stories about going to the bathhouses in Greenwich Village back in the 70s. And that was about 30 years before this, and he was an adult already. So, yeah, he's got to be close to 80 years old. There is a video on YouTube of him. If you look up WTF, oh, you know what I'll do? I will, after the show is over tonight and after I put it online, I will seek out the video. A friend of mine, Nelson Torres, who had an indie wrestling promotion here in the Northeast, he has interviewed Lenny a few times and has met him in person plenty of times. He has a video on YouTube of Lenny from about, I don't know, 5 to 10 years ago, and he's just as whacked out. So I'm going to put that link in the comment section tonight. So if you want to see what that guy looks like, I used to have a picture of him somewhere, but honestly, I'll look for a quick second, but I have so many pictures in this computer. There's no freaking way I'm going to find it this fast. There's just no way. I would be shocked beyond belief if I find it this quickly. You know, maybe if I type in Lenny, maybe I'll get lucky. Let's see. Yeah, no. It's somewhere in his computer, but I'll definitely post the link for the video so you could see what this guy looks like. You know, the best way I could describe him, he looks like he's about 5'2", 5'1". He weighs maybe 160. Pretty much bald, very, very small. And he's just totally whacked out. And just think, that was 20 years ago. Yeah, you would have to go look at the older episodes. I'm not going to play any 9/11 stuff right now. Some of the stuff he said is disgusting. But when we played a whole montage of him, it was more to show how much of a whack job the guy is. I mean, some of the stuff is just nuts. Not tonight. But yeah, I'm going to jet out of here. It's 10:19. I'm sure my better side inside is a little bit annoyed that I went late tonight. But she knows I was having a nice time with all of you, so I think she will forgive me. Me, I'm going to throw this in the freezer, try to use it again later tonight. I want to thank you all for spending an awesome Sunday night tonight. Had a ball. Anybody that wanted to call, I am sincerely sorry. I honestly don't think anybody is going to complain. We answered so many questions in the chat. And who would have ever thought we would have ended up playing some of that goofy vintage audio in the process? So I think at the end of the night, we all had a nice, good laugh. And that's what it's all about. Just having a good laugh, having a good time. But if you're around tomorrow night at 11:05, join Mish and I. We will be up here. Talking Raw, any news that breaks, and a few other things, and we'll go from there. So, hey, you know, we had a fun show. I had some good laughs. When I kept doing this, the bottom of my head, when I laugh too much, it gets swollen over here. That's not a joke. I legitimately get swollen right under my ear. That's when I know that I'm laughing a little bit too hard. But, yeah, that's pretty much it. So don't forget, next Saturday, we're not going to do a show for Christmas Day, but I will be here next Sunday at 8 o'clock. We will do a combination of the Don Tony Show, and we will definitely do the sit down. We will definitely take calls. And, you know, I'm sure a lot of people will call in just to let me know and let everybody know how the Christmas was, see if they got everything they wanted from Santa. And we'll talk about news, whatever is on your mind. And that's it. So much love, everybody. Hope you had a good time tonight. If you think anyone else out there that you know would get a kick out of the shows, let them know about it. If you haven't subscribed yet, please do so. Like I said yesterday, I didn't even realize we broke 23,000 over the weekend. So that's awesome. That's awesome. And I just thank you always for the support. Much appreciated. And don't forget, tomorrow night, we will pick the winners of the CM Punk cards. We have 10 winners to announce tomorrow. 5 in the predictions contest with the Dynamite rating. 5, and remember, I almost nailed that Dynamite rating. I think it was off by like 6,000. We'll pick 5 winners from the comment section from last Monday. We will announce the 5 winners from the ratings contest, and we will pick the winner for the AJ Mendez signed photo. So we got 11 prizes to give away tomorrow. So it's going to be a big night. And do I have them handy? No, they're inside. I have some additional photos that we're going to be putting up for grabs. So we'll probably do that tomorrow. Details to be announced. But hope you had a good time, everybody. Much love as always. On the way out, if you enjoyed the show, you know what to do. Hit that thumbs up. I'll see you tomorrow night at 11:05. Good night, everybody.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a podcaster. For me to live any other way was nuts. To me, those goody-good people who work shitty jobs for bum paychecks and took the subway to work every day and worried about their bills were dead. I mean, they were suckers. They had no balls. If I wanted something, I just took it. I ran everything. I paid the bills. I paid the hosts. I even paid the masked maniac. Everybody had their hands out. Everything was for the taking. We always called each other good fellas. You would always hear from somebody. You're gonna like Don Tony. He's all right. He's a good fella. He's one of us. But if you're part of my crew, nobody ever tells you they're gonna get rid of you. It doesn't happen that way. There weren't any arguments or curses like in the movies. See, your haters come with smiles. They come as your friends, the people who've claimed they care the most for your life. And now that's all over. And that's the best part. Today everything is different. There's lots of action. I don't have to wait around for everything like everyone else. Oh, I didn't get the vaccine? Fuck you, vaccine me. Oh, your delivery guy has COVID? Fuck you, feed me. Right after I moved here, I ordered egg noodles and ketchup, and I got spaghetti with meat sauce. I'm no longer an average nobody, while they get to live the rest of their lives like a bunch of schnooks.